It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember.
Yeah, we are not afraid. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. I'm your host today, guesting for Ernest Hancock, the man who put on with Mark Victor, of course, the Freedom Summit 2010, and they got a website up for Freedom Summit 2011. So you want to definitely check that out. I had a great time this weekend. If you missed it, there should be archives of all the talks. I know they were streamed live, and that was great because I did miss a little bit of it. But you can go to freedomsphoenix.com. Check it out. My website, of course, markstevens.net. And you're listening to the show. It's LRN.FM, the Liberty Radio Network. And you can also listen on your... you can listen to the stream on your smartphone, or if you don't have a smartphone, you can still listen in at 760-569-7753, 760-569-7753, and declare your independence. It's all about bringing about a voluntary society, living free, and you can start right now. It doesn't require any permission, doesn't require any forms. You don't have to go to anybody with a badge and bow down and ask them or you don't have to vote, you don't have to do anything like that. All you got to do is decide that you're not going to be afraid anymore, and you're going to stop asking permission as if you have an owner or as if they are your father or your mother. That's why they do the whole thing, parents patriarchize the father of the country. Just shed your fear. Not always an easy thing to do, but you know what? Being an adult, what was the old line? I remember seeing it years ago. Oh, yeah, it was a song. I never promised you a rose garden. Growing up, when they call them growing pains, and that's what it boils down to. I talk on the show all the time and say that you're always yes, sir, and no, sir. You don't get, you don't want to get unprofessional or discourteous on a traffic stop with a police officer because you're talking to a five-year-old with a gun. And that's not going to end well. And why do I say that? Because if you disagree with somebody and you're being kind and courteous or whatnot, and you disagree with them and they launch into a fit of rage or they start yelling and screaming, this is a five-year-old response. Okay, because they can't control you. They don't like that. So they've got to get you under their control. They probably figure, well, talking in a rational tone like this, if you're not listening, if you're not doing what I tell you, if you're not under my control yet, then apparently you didn't hear me. So that's the five-year-old response, is to start kicking and screaming and yelling and because they have to be in control, which is something they teach police officers. So you know whether it's a judge. We've got quite a few in Phoenix that I've seen firsthand that, you disagree with them. Or point out that they're doing something wrong, or demonstrate that they're doing something wrong. Yeah, they're usually the first reaction is to start screaming. And that's why when I've done so many of these shows where I was a guest, and, won't the judge, the host or a caller, won't the judge get mad if you ask him who he represents? Probably. Stand your ground, though. That's why it helps to bring somebody to observe, somebody from the media. You say they're from the No State Project, and they're from the media observing, and they're doing a series of shows on judicial misconduct. So when you ask the judge certain questions, maybe he won't act like a five-year-old and start yelling and screaming or threatening contempt. It's like, oh, you're questioning me. I think I'll put you in a cage. Why? Like Ernie says, because they can. And I'm going to be doing a tax hearing tomorrow, And I'm helping a friend of mine, Dennis. So we were talking about fear. So he had a comment about this. He says, I think the problem is that most Americans have been pacified from all the indoctrination. Do you think that it will take an economic collapse to wake people up? And, well, you know, Dennis, I think, you know, we're in the midst of, we're on the cusp of an economic collapse, and I think that it doesn't have to collapse before people wake up. I mean, more and more people are waking up and they're seeing what's happening. I know when you see the videos of Black Friday, it's a little disheartening, but that doesn't represent everybody. Obviously that's not everybody. There's always going to be the hopeless people that are just going to keep doing what they're told, and they don't want responsibility. They just they want to live as slaves and just keep giving lip service to things like freedom and responsibility and being an adult or being a man. I don't think so. But I believe that silver is now up over $30. So the whole Max Kaiser was talking about killing J.P. Morgan. Wow, I think I think that we may see something, maybe another bailout, which is just going to make things worse anyway. But I still recommend, of course, one of the sponsors to the show and freedomsphoenix.com, of course, is Del Valle Silver. So you can go to delvalleysilver.com and you can help kill J.P. Morgan. So buy some physical silver. Don't buy the paper. Buy physical silver. So I don't think it's going to take an economic collapse. I think people are waking up to what's already going on right now. But we've got I thought it was interesting when Morpheus was bringing up about the birth certificate that Barack Obama. Now, this has gotten a lot of traction. And personally, anybody who's listened to Declare Your Independence or my show, the No State Project, knows that, the whole birth certificate thing, I think that's kind of a waste of time. But it's got a lot of... It's got legs, and it's getting a lot of attention in the media, and maybe we could take advantage of that, and we can, instead of doing it from a stateless point of view, like, show me your birth certificate so you satisfy the Constitution, instead of doing that, why don't we ask for something a little bit more substantive, something that would really go to the heart of the matter, and not just eliminate Barack Obama as the de jure president or de facto, why don't we just do something that would gut the entire presumption that somebody can be the president of the United States and really go to the heart of the matter? Instead of asking for a birth certificate, which can be faked, which I don't understand why they haven't faked that yet, but instead of asking for a birth certificate, why don't you ask him for a power of attorney that he actually represents somebody other than himself, that the people like me and you who are living under this, at least, well, more or less, we're all living under the thumb to a certain degree, some of us more, some of us less, but the man of power of attorney, that he actually is representing anybody other than himself. Now, that would be something that would be interesting to see how they responded. How do you think the mainstream media, how do you think that they're bringing up the birth certificate, some of them? They'll do that, and they'll even, call them the left-wing or right-wing conspiracy theorists and stuff like that. But how would they respond? You think that they would be on the 6 o'clock news and say something, hey, Mr. Obama, do you have a power of attorney to actually act on someone else's behalf and contract debts on behalf of somebody else? Why don't you show the power of attorney? Oh, then while you're at it, why don't you have the entire Congress demonstrate a power of attorney? That people believe that they're actually contracting debts on our behalf. Really? Where's your power of attorney? Prove it. Of course, this was something that Lysander Spooner brought up in No Treason, the Constitution of No Authority. But I believe that that has a heck of a lot more teeth to it than saying, well, where's your birth certificate? You have to prove that you are consistent with the Constitution. Well, forget about all that. Show me a power of attorney. Because I got to tell you, someone on the show I did the other day said something about an odious debt, that if the president or regime does something that is not on behalf of the people, they're not liable for it. And under international law, they're not. So show me a power of attorney to validate any of this so-called debt. That's what I want to say. And we'll be back in just a moment here on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock from the Freedom's Phoenix Studios in Phoenix. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. I'm guest hosting for Ernest today. My name is Mark Stevens. My website is markstevens.net, and I do a show with Ernie here in his studio here in Freedom's Phoenix on Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. Mountain Time. I'm glad to be here, and I appreciate Ernie giving me the opportunity to guest for him today, and of course, for speaking at his Freedom Summit yesterday that he puts on with Mark Victor. And you're listening to LLN.FM, so you can also listen to the show by dialing 760-569-7753. That's 760-569-7753. And what I was talking about before the break was how ridiculous I think it is to ask for a birth certificate from someone like Barack Obama and instead go right for the heart, or right for the throat, so to speak, there, asking for a power of attorney. Go ahead. What you're getting at here is you're exposing the whole, you know, a lot of, you know, really the whole fraud, but they actually represent you. I mean, it should be obvious, the fact that they force you to pay them. That should be obvious enough, you know, pay or get shot. That should be enough. But, you know, unfortunately, we've been indoctrinated to believe that, you know, there's a constitution, and then we take a vote, and then it's by secret ballot, and then they represent it. No, it's ridiculous. And nobody has any empirical, there's no empirical evidence to show that they actually represent you. And how silly is it to think that one guy can represent 30,000 people? It's unbelievable. I forget who was the one that mentioned it. This weekend at Freedom Summit, there were such great speakers. It's crazy to think that he's going to be able to represent you for all the issues. You don't know. You have no idea. You don't know. You don't know why other people are voting for them. So, there's no power of attorney. That's how normal people do business. That's how normal people work on behalf of other people. They get a power of attorney. Somebody explicitly authorizes somebody else to do certain acts, or to contract debts, or to do that. That's how normal people do it. Psychos, sociopaths, the antisocial, they do it by secret ballot and get the majority. The majority said it must be okay. Oh, thou shalt not steal. Oh, except that the majority says so. Oh, now I get it. One thing that you can do to really embarrass a politician, and why should me and Ernie why should we have all the fun? Call down to the representative, so-called, and ask them if there's a power of attorney. Do you have a power? And better yet, you can ask them along the same lines of showing that obviously there is no power of attorney. You ask them, because I've done this and asked them point blank, and they've told me, they give me, you know, a straight honest answer. Well, if they give me an answer, that's usually they tell me the truth. You ask them, is there a principal-agent relationship between you and me? Or between you and any of your constituents? They tell you, no. I've done this with, for example, I spoke with an attorney, a deputy attorney general in California. And he said, no, of course not. Well, the little more context was, I asked him if there was a principal-agent relationship between the Bill Lockyer, who was the guy pretending to be the attorney general at the time, between old Billy and any of the people he claimed to represent. And this attorney was smart enough to know that, no, there's not. There is no principal-agent relationship. Well, then how, on what basis does he claim to represent people? And, of course, the only answer you can give, well, you know, he was voted in. Okay, so you're claiming that people voted to have him in. You don't know what their motivation was. You don't know why. You don't know anything. You don't even have a name, because it's all done by secret ballot, of course. And with a secret ballot, you get a secret government. So they can't give you any rational basis for saying that they represent them, because the only way you can actually represent somebody is if there is a power of attorney, if there's a principal agent relationship. But that's not what is going on here. What you do have is a master-servant relationship, where the people calling themselves the government, the ones who are of the recipients of the stolen money, or credit, rather, or your time, the ones who are providing the services on a compulsory basis, they're the ones who are the master. The ones who are being forced to pay, of course, the slaves. I mean, that's basic. That's pretty, and most people in even grade school can understand that. They understand the concept of slavery. And that's what you have. The idea that there's a principal-agent relationship is just absolutely ridiculous. So what I would do, what I want, is to encourage people. And you let them know that you know you're from the media, that you want to record, and you just want a short interview, and you ask them questions like this. Look, is there a principal-agent relationship here? And if they are foolish enough to say yes, well, then, of course, you just go and ask them to verify it, which leads me to what I wanted to talk to. I mentioned for the last couple of weeks I'm doing a tax hearing tomorrow, and there's some IRS stuff that I'm working with some people, and I had spoken with an IRS agent last week, and they all use pseudonyms. And what's interesting is that her last name, which she's claiming, the pseudonym, is Zaza, Z-A-Z-A. And what they want is verification, which I thought was interesting. So what I called, and I spoke to Zaza, and she did not want to get into this for obvious reasons, is it, you want verification. Oh, okay, well, all right, I'll tell you what we'll do. We want verification also. And so once we get some verification, you know, it's kind of a give and take, we'll give you the verification you're looking for. We just have a couple of questions because we'd like you to verify some things for us. And so one of the things I didn't get to talk to about yesterday, which we get into a lot more detail on my show, is when I tell people that they should not pay taxes, they're not liable for them. And if you speak with the agents and you tell them that you want to resolve this and you want to just pay, but you got some questions, you want some verification, you start asking some questions. I can pretty much guarantee you if you get some dialogue on it, and you can watch my videos at markstevens.net and hear some real phone calls, they will not be able to verify that you owe anything. In fact, if you are professional enough and you put on a good enough act that you're being genuine and you really want to settle, I guess I'm sure most of us listen to the show. If we had an honest obligation, we would, if there was really a that could be proven that we were obligated to pay somebody to do something, we would do it. We're voluntarious. We just do it voluntarily. And so if you ask them for the verification that you owe something, they won't be able to tell you. In a lot of cases, they'll even tell you that they're not qualified to say, determine that you owe taxes. So what we're going through tomorrow in Maryland, I'm going to be assisting somebody in a tax hearing, and this is with Scion, where she has stated that no one, and we have this recorded, no one at the Maryland Comptroller's Office could determine whether the income was taxable or not. That's a pretty nice admission to have, and so I don't want anyone to think that the nonviolent non-cooperation is that you're getting out of paying your fair share or some craziness like you don't know in the first place. My name is Mark Stevens. I'm guest hosting for Ernest Hancock here on Declare Your Independence on Liberty Radio Network. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Freedom's the answer.
You think?
What's the question? You are listening to Ernest Hancock.
It's now. I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball. Stop me now. If you want to have a good time, just give me a call.
Yeah, having a great time sitting in for the great Ernest Hancock. This is Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, freedomsphoenix.com, and I am guest hosting for Ernie today. I appreciate the opportunity. And if you want to contact me here on the show or have a question or comment, you have to do it through Skype. And my username, you can just look up Mark Stevens, but it's also Frank Rizzo 3. It's all together, Frank Rizzo with the number 3. And Skype me a question or comment. Talking about the man. Basically, declaring your independence, which doesn't require any forms, of course. It's an evolution. It's an inner evolution. It's standing up on your own two feet and not accepting slavery. And certainly not actually enabling your own slavery. Like I mentioned yesterday, at the end of La Beauté, a Frenchman, a real French, and the tyrant doesn't have any more hands and arms and eyes and ears than you and I do. But what he has is he's got 5-year-olds with guns. And they are the ones that, to get a paycheck, just to get a damn paycheck, are willing to sexually molest you when you travel. They're willing to do whatever the tyrant orders them to do. That's a problem. But if we don't pay them, why is a TSA agent going to go grope people at the airport if he's not getting paid? Well, I'm sure there'll be a couple that they don't need to be paid to do that. But by and large, there's not going to be a TSA if people aren't paying. That's the same with the police, the same with the judge. Why does the judge do that? Well, I think for some of them, it's part of the antisocial personality that is attracted to a position of power and irresponsibility. But they're not going to be doing that because they won't be able to pay for their boats and their prostitutes and if we're not paying them. They cannot do it without our consent. So at the deepest level, when you strip it all down, the only reason, the only way that these people can get away with what they're doing, and that is ruining you and farming you, is because you allow it to happen. I allow it to happen. We're all contributing to it to some degree. We all do. I mean, I may tell, say, yeah, I don't pay income taxes. I don't pay sales taxes when I sell the books and whatnot. I still pay taxes, and it supports the system. It's, we're all supporting it to a certain degree. I don't know anybody who, even non-entity, for heaven's sake, still pays for gas. There's a tax on the gas. But that's something that maybe we can look at. Maybe get someone who owns a gas station to refuse to pay the gas tax. But something like that would need some real serious community support, because he will be attacked. And that's part of the problem, why there's so much fear, why people don't, they don't stand up to the man. Because they, at least for the most part, unless you live in Keene, New Hampshire, the community is probably not going to come out, for your support. Even if, say you have the gas station and you absolutely refuse to pay federal and state and local sales tax, even though the community would love you for it because you'd have the cheapest gas, you'd also be violating the those laws that of setting the price of the gas too low. There can't be so much of a disparity in the price. That's why it's never more than a few cents difference, usually on the same corner. It's the same damn price. Yeah. And they had the nerve to blame things, to blame high prices on the free market. Yeah. Go explain that one. If we could keep building these communities and work and use Free Keene and other similar communities as a model, people won't be so afraid if they know, hey, I may be attacked by these animals. I may have some pencil neck horn-rimmed glass geek come up with a team of thick neck goons to shut me down. But if I've got the support of the community because they love the service that I'm providing and not only are they getting at a cheaper rate, but they have some peace of mind that they're not feeding the machine that is enslaving them. If I know I've got their support, that's something I'll take. I'll take the risk knowing they have the support. But if they don't have the support, why should they stick their neck out? There's got to be some kind of incentive there. Why am I, why should I be the sacrificial lamb? I'm not Rosa Parks. No one's going to care about me. It's not going to get international attention in 50 years from now. They're not going to be discussing it in school just because I wasn't selling my gas, with a sales tax and federal taxes on it. But if you have that support, that's what we need to do. You need that support. And without it, people just, they're not going to really stick their neck out. Principled people will. People with integrity will do that because they set their lives by a certain principle and they're not going to compromise on that. But those are few and far between. And even those people, they're still participating in the system to a certain degree. But the more principled ones will. But it really helps when you've got a community. And that's one of the things that is so beneficial and why it's so necessary to participate in things like the Libertopia and the Freedom Summit and Pork Fest, so that we can build these communities. One of the things that I really like that I think is a great idea was the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund that they do out of New Hampshire, where people can contribute to a legal fund to, you know, somebody is engaging in an act of civil disobedience like the Daily 420, then they have some support. That helps out immensely, and that's a model that we need to build on, and to have that fund in Phoenix and in California and have it all over and have people participating in this, because see, people see that more and more people are starting to stand up and be men. I mean that, you know, for men, you know, without gender, but you know, and they're being adults. They're gonna be emboldened to join. They'll see that this is a lot more effective. Voting, and I have a video up that I did about the futility of voting. Look, when they own you, because you allow them to do what they're doing, and you keep paying them, they can have these worthless things called, you know, elections. So what I have in the video is from the Bee movie, where the bee keeps hitting, or you know, it's like a bee or any kind of bug that just keeps hitting the window, and like, this time. No! You're not going to bring about freedom or voluntary society or even the society that was sold to people by the founding fathers. You're not going to get to that by voting. I mean, if voting brought about freedom, what's be illegal? I think already says if you're still voting, you're not paying attention. I mean, how many times does it have to happen? How many Scott Browns do you need? That was the Great White Hope back in Massachusetts that, Scott Brown got in, we got a Republican in, and things are going to be different, and then we know it's not. And the same thing with these so-called Tea Party people. That doesn't happen by political voting. If you believe the line that all political power is inherent in the people, then start exercising it. You don't have to wait for a politician. You don't have to vote for Ron Paul. Like I know I caught some slack about this on my radio show, and I'll say it again. If there really are that many people who believe in what Ron Paul is saying about, and they want to get rid of the income tax, if they want to get rid of the Federal Reserve, they don't need Ron Paul. I mean, if there's millions of people, they're going to be a lot more effective at getting rid of the Federal Reserve and the IRS, or at least the income tax, than just one man, Ron Paul. So exercise, if you believe in the system to any degree that the political power is inherent in the people, then just start exercising it. Just stop paying. Stop complying. Very liberating. Find some innocuous law, some malo prohibita. Go ahead. Don't listen to it. Don't do it. Don't pay attention. Live your life free. Take the risk. My name is Mark Stevens, filling in for Ernest Hancock. This is Declare Your Independence here on LRN.FM. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Yeah, welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. I'm your host today, guesting for Ernest Hancock sitting in. I want to thank him for that, and of course, for the Freedom Summit that he and Mark Victor put on. I had a great time, and I know from everyone that I spoke to, everyone had a great time and just loved the speakers. And finally, got to meet Scott Horton, who does his show on anti-war here on LRN.FM. And I want to point out, we're talking about living free and not asking for permission to declare your independence. If you listen during the break, there's the commercial for promoting, you know, the Liberty Radio Network and setting up your own micro station, and that's something that I've been promoting on my radio show for a good part of this year, and we have three of them up now, and so we need to get that on the LRN.FM website. But this is a great way to stick it to the man. I think it sounds ridiculous to me to ask, you know, to start, you know, to promote shows like this that basically, you know, is to abolish government, and that every show pointing out that the idea of government is immoral and leads to just horrific results such as war and whatnot, economic destruction and torture and all this good stuff. It just seems repugnant to then, if we're, you know, declaring the truth and we're saying these things, that we would go to the man, they call him like the FCC and whatnot, and ask them for permission to do so. Like, oh, please give us permission so that we can do a show bringing about your retirement. It's ridiculous. So I encourage everybody, as an act of nonviolent non-cooperation, and helping to bring about a voluntary society, to go to LRN.FM and find out how you can set up your own micro. We're going to have the one, the low-tech junkie, we're working with a friend of mine here in the Valley, of getting a micro set up, so we'll have some terrestrial coverage here in Phoenix. Definitely go to LRN.FM and do that. Broadcast out LRN shows and, you know, my show, the No State Project, of course, because it just doesn't make any sense to ask permission. You shouldn't be asking permission the only thing you should be asking permission for is to use somebody else's property. Other than that, there's really no reason for an adult to be asking for permission. I mean, I don't ask my parents to do things. Well, that's a whole other story there. But it's ridiculous. You know, we need to stop. Like I mentioned in the last segment, we need to grow up, and we need to shed this fear. Stop living in fear. If you actually want to be alive, I don't want to get any particular religious, but if you actually want to start feeling alive, you need to start shedding your fear. And a good way to do that, of course, is through the micro. Yes, you do stand a chance. There is a risk of losing the equipment. There's no ifs, ands, yeah, you can. But there's a risk with anything. I mean, you have the risk of being fined and put in jail if you do a licensed broadcast, and you get on the air, and you start talking about and advising people not to pay taxes. Now, I try to do this every single show on my show, and when I'm a guest on shows, I know that it may talk some hosts or some program directors, but you know what? The fact is, if you want to bring about a voluntary society, you have to stop paying taxes, at least do something. So that's why I advocate not filing tax returns, not filling out W-2s, working where you don't have a boss, where I don't have a job. I connect directly with customers. There's no paper trail. There's no records. If you've bought the book from me, chances are there's not going to be a record of it. I mean, that's what you can do, and I advocate not paying taxes. That's why if you're serious about ending war or whatever horrific effects that there are of government, the way to stop that is to hack at the root, and that is taxation. You have to stop paying taxes if you want to bring about a voluntary society. Now, well, that's one of the ways. You need to stop participating in your own enslavement. But there's a lot of risk with that, and I understand that. I get that. Not everyone's going to want to get on the radio or publicly proclaim that I sold a bunch of books yesterday, and hey, I didn't pay any sales tax to the lunatics calling themselves the City of Phoenix. But setting up a micro, not aware of anyone actually going to jail. I know that people have lost the equipment, or they've been shut down, they've been given notices, and so if they have to move, well, moving doesn't really help too much, because you're broadcasting a signal. They're going to know where you are. But Chez, who was with Liberty1640.com, who was broadcasting the show in Omaha, and there's a number of other micros that he had, yes, they are temporarily down, and so they're working on getting that back up. But that happens. But he was able to broadcast a show for a while, and so there is going to always be a risk. But you know what? He who dares wins. I mean, who's going to lose a life without taking some risk? I mean, I would say you're taking a much bigger risk driving around texting on your phone while you're driving as opposed to putting up a micro station and broadcasting some truth. So, I encourage everybody to go to LRN.FM and get some information. And on my website, markstevens.net, if you go on the forum, Mike in Florida, who is broadcasting the show, he's got a lot of information there on setting up a micro. So you can go down and check that out. I'm getting something from Brian who broadcast my show in Alabama. I know Brian, you changed the frequency, so I don't want to mess this up. You have to go to the website to check it out. It says, if you really want to set up a micro, when I get my 150-watt transmitter back, I will donate his 50-watt. Yeah, he's going to donate his 50-watt transmitter and antenna for the project. So you can contact Brian on my website. Check that out. I appreciate that, Brian. So. And if you are not willing to do a micro-broadcast, you don't want to take the actual chance of having the transmission from your home, you can contact me, you can call the show, or you can get in touch with LRN.FM. We'll put the message out on the air, and we'll put it on the forum, and I'll send it out in emails. If you want to support as far as helping to raise the money to do that, that's another way that you can do, to stick it to the man and get the shows broadcast. Get the LRNFM.FM shows broadcast in your area and stick it to the man that way. So you don't actually have to, you don't have to take the risk, but you can help support it that way. And I'm sure the people who do want to do that, who are willing to take the risk, be more than happy to accept the support. And that helps build the community anyway. So, again, go to LRN.FM and check out the information about setting up your own micro up. And I appreciate Brian with We Are Change Alabama making that offer. So, yeah, he's got a transmitter. He's got a transmitter and antenna when he's got that available. So hopefully we can get that out to somebody. I do appreciate Brian for doing that. Because it's all about living free. And I got to tell you, I don't know what some people it has to come down to. Like Dennis said, what does it have to come down to? Do people wake up? Does it require an economic collapse? It shouldn't. But I'm sure with some people it does. I just don't think for us to get to a voluntary society, we don't need an economic collapse for people to wake up. Enough people are waking up, so if we can increase the number of broadcasts and get people to know, let them know that they can listen to these shows on their phone wherever they are. And if you have an employer, if you work for someplace, consider that they turn off the radio, unless they have an LRN.FM affiliate already in the air, and they can pick it up live off a terrestrial radio. But you can just plug in your phone into their system, and at whatever place of business you have, and you can pass out cards and let people know, and flyers, let people know about the show. Let them know, like this show, you can listen every Saturday from 3 to 5 Central Time, and hear a lot about what they can do to be empowered, and leave the fear so that they can start living free today and not asking for permission. It's just ridiculous. We need to grow up, people, and stop asking for permission and being worried. What about this? What about that? Things are going to happen. Things are going to happen. Years ago, I didn't consider writing a book. I'm glad I did. And it was a great choice, which leads me where I am today. And unfortunately, we are out of time. You're on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. Ernest will be joining you again, I guess, of course, tomorrow here on LRN.FM. My name is Mark Stevens. It was a pleasure to be with you here today, sitting in for Ernie. And my show is, of course, at No State Project every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on LRN.FM. My website, markstevens.net. It's been a pleasure, everyone. And remember, stick it to the man. Don't ask for permission. Declare your independence.